Part 4. You will hear 5 short extracts in which 5 different people are giving advice about investing in various companies. Part 4 consists of 2 tasks. For task 1, questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to F the comment each speaker makes about the company's past performance. For task 2, questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to F the reason each speaker gives for not investing in the company. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 40 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Grainger is something of a dark horse in the computer industry. For years, it seemed to be an unimaginative, middle-of-the-road business, with growth in 1 year just as likely to be offset by contraction the following year. Yet, out of the blue, it came up with an operating system for computers that really took off, and it's made a fortune through license agreements. On the strength of this, the company has set up several overseas subsidiaries, but I suspect it'll only be in a position to sustain these for a limited time. My view is that its one success is the exception rather than the rule, and that it would be sensible not to invest in the company.
Speaker 2.
Fletcher Brothers is an innovative company whose core activity is tool manufacture. I must admit it's made some very sensible decisions. It recently found a customer for its freight business, which had been losing money for several years. This meant Fletcher Brothers was able to reduce its debts considerably. Although its stock market performance is currently among the best in its sector, in my opinion, this is an exaggerated response to past success, and I really can't see any reason for it to continue. So I'd recommend not investing in the company. It'd be worth reconsidering the company in a year's time, though, when a clearer picture emerges of its prospects.
Speaker 3.
One company that might be worth investing in is Markway Printing. It has a track record of consistent and quite impressive expansion, mainly through a merger with its major supplier and another with a high street printing service. As a result, it now sells direct to the end user, which greatly reduces its dependence on retailers and improves its chances of future profits. However, I'd advise against investing in Markway just yet, as it's currently being sued by a company called Jackson. The allegation is that Markway failed to pay for permission to print with software which Jackson had patented. If Markway loses the case, it's likely to have to pay considerable damages.
Speaker 4.
In the 5 years it's existed, Alliance Steel has done quite well. It's attracted some new customers, and its bottom line has shown healthy, well, not spectacular, year-on-year increases, despite some reduction in market share. However, even though Alliance is performing well at present, the question in my mind is whether there's a future for the company. Its competitors are beginning to feel the chill wind of falling demand, and it seems to me that Alliance has nothing to save it when other steel firms are already going under. So I'd advise against buying shares in the company.
Speaker 5.
A few months ago, I might have recommended investing in Jaycourt, the furniture retailer. It's a business with strong brand equity, which has stood it in very good stead. The home furnishing sector has been pretty static recently, but while customers have been deserting one or two of the biggest companies in favour of some of the smaller players, Jaycourt has held on to its position. On the negative side, though, rises in the prices of raw materials will soon feed through, and I really don't think Jaycourt is in a position to pass these on to the consumer. It will simply have to absorb them.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
Grainger is something of a dark horse in the computer industry. For years, it seemed to be an unimaginative, middle-of-the-road business, with growth in one year just as likely to be offset by contraction the following year. Yet, out of the blue, it came up with an operating system for computers that really took off, and it's made a fortune through license agreements. On the strength of this, the company has set up several overseas subsidiaries, but I suspect it'll only be in a position to sustain these for a limited time. My view is that its one success is the exception rather than the rule, and that it would be sensible not to invest in the company.
Speaker 2.
Fletcher Brothers is an innovative company whose core activity is tool manufacture. I must admit it's made some very sensible decisions. It recently found a customer for its freight business, which had been losing money for several years. This meant Fletcher Brothers was able to reduce its debts considerably. Although its stock market performance is currently among the best in its sector, in my opinion, this is an exaggerated response to past success, and I really can't see any reason for it to continue. So I'd recommend not investing in the company. It'd be worth reconsidering the company in a year's time, though, when a clearer picture emerges of its prospects.
Speaker 3.
One company that might be worth investing in is Markway Printing. It has a track record of consistent and quite impressive expansion, mainly through a merger with its major supplier and another with a high street printing service. As a result, it now sells direct to the end user, which greatly reduces its dependence on retailers and improves its chances of future profits. However, I'd advise against investing in Markway just yet, as it's currently being sued by a company called Jackson. The allegation is that Markway failed to pay for permission to print with software which Jackson had patented. If Markway loses the case, it's likely to have to pay considerable damages.
Speaker 4.
In the 5 years it's existed, Alliance Steel has done quite well. It's attracted some new customers, and its bottom line has shown healthy, while not spectacular, year-on-year increases, despite some reduction in market share. However, even though Alliance is performing well at present, the question in my mind is whether there's a future for the company. Its competitors are beginning to feel the chill wind of falling demand, and it seems to me that Alliance has nothing to save it when other steel firms are already going under. So I'd advise against buying shares in the company.
Speaker 5.
A few months ago, I might have recommended investing in Jaycourt, the furniture retailer. It's a business with strong brand equity, which has stood it in very good stead. The home furnishing sector has been pretty static recently, but while customers have been deserting one or two of the biggest companies in favour of some of the smaller players, Jaycourt has held on to its position. On the negative side, though, rises in the prices of raw materials will soon feed through, and I really don't think Jaycourt is in a position to pass these on to the consumer. It will simply have to absorb them.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a 5-minute pause to allow you to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The question papers and answer sheets will then be collected by your supervisor. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test.